This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Indian farmers began a one-day hunger strike on Saturday in protest against new agricultural laws. The strike follows a week of clashes with authorities that left one dead and hundreds injured. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped at protest sites on the outskirts of the capital, New Delhi, for over 2 months. They are angry at what they see as laws benefiting large private buyers at the expense of producers. The United Arab Emirates has adopted amendments that would allow the Gulf state to grant citizenship to investors and other professionals, including scientists, doctors, and their families. The government said on Saturday, travelers to Iran from Europe will be required to self-quarantine for 2 weeks after testing negative upon arrival. That's according to a health official also speaking on Saturday. Travelers from other regions, including neighboring countries, will have to have tested negative before arrival in the country, a spokesman for the National Coronavirus Task Force said on state TV. Myanmar's military on Saturday said it would protect and abide by the country's constitution and act according to law amid concerns in the country that the armed forces might attempt to seize power. In an official statement, the military said recent remarks by its top general about abolishing the Constitution were misinterpreted by media and some other organizations. And Vietnam reported 34 new COVID-19 infections early Saturday in its latest coronavirus outbreak and seeks to accelerate procurement of vaccines. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 200,000 people have fled fighting in the Central African Republic, or CAR, since violence erupted over a December election result. That's what the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is saying. Nearly half are crossing or have crossed into the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. The CAR army, backed by the UN and Russian and Rwandan troops, has been battling rebels seeking to overturn a December 27th vote in which President Faustin Archange Touadera was declared the winner. The nation of nearly 5 million people is rich in diamonds, timber, and gold, but has struggled to find stability since a 2013 rebellion ousted former President Francois Bozize. The current fighting between a coalition of militias on the one side and the National Army and its backers on the other was sparked by a constitutional court decision to bar Bozize's candidacy in the December 27th presidential election. About 92,000 refugees have reached DRC and more than 13,000 have crossed into Cameroon, Chad, and the Republic of Congo. The rest are displaced inside the Central African Republic. And again, this information is coming from UNHCR. Russia and Turkey opened a joint center on Saturday to observe a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh. It was agreed on following a flare-up in the conflict in the region last year. This report comes from Azerbaijan's defense ministry speaking on Saturday. The center was officially opened in the Agdam region of Azerbaijan. It will be staffed by up to 60 servicemen each from Turkey and Russia, the defense ministry said in a statement. After 6 weeks of fighting, Azerbaijan and Armenia signed a Russian-brokered ceasefire for the enclave, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but mainly populated by ethnic Armenians. The Russian defense ministry, quoted by Interfax, said that monitoring will be carried out through the use of unmanned aerial vehicles and the evaluation of data received from other sources. Turkey backs Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. It has criticized an alliance of the U.S., France, and Russia for not resolving the long-running conflict. And Dubai will roll out China's Sinopharm vaccine to the general public starting on Sunday as coronavirus infections surge to record levels in the Middle East tourism hub. The government made that announcement on Saturday. All Emirati nationals are eligible for the vaccine, the Dubai Media Office said in a statement. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.